You're listening to the Music Manumit podcast for January 8th, 2012. Learn more at musicmanumit.com. Hi, and welcome to another Music Manumit. I am Tom, and on the other side of the internet is Doug.
Yes, in Baltimore this week.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I've been here, I guess. The days all run together. I guess I got here yesterday.
Yeah, so. It's that time of the year where just like, I mean, even when I'm at work, I'm like, nobody's there, and you know, and it's like, why did I show up today? Like this morning, I literally laid in bed. I had a half day for, you know, this broadcast comes out. This podcast comes out a week later, but today is the day before New Year's Eve when we're recording this, and we had a half day today. And I literally, when I woke up, I was lying in bed going, should I really go in? Why? And nobody's going to be there. And I could just continue sleeping and nobody would be any the wiser. But no, I did the good thing and I went in. And then I came home and took a 4-hour nap. So now we're doing the show. And everything's great. And I think we're going to be doing a lot of New Year's-y stuff on the show today. I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking about. Talking about reflecting on what we've done.
I didn't think about that in the show notes, but that sounds like a good idea. But I did, before we get into any sort of like retrospective stuff, we have a couple, as we mentioned, I think last time, which has been a couple weeks now.
Yeah. But,
we mentioned time before last. So the last time was an interview. Is that right?
Yeah, we talked with Nick from his band, which, by the way, he pointed out that it made it look like we were saying that they broke up and he went off and started his own band, which he did not. He just had if you listen to the podcast, we talk about how it was just a solo project. So just to make that clear.
Well, it is just a solo project.
Right. But he said on his website, when he posted a link to it, he said he couldn't. Here he said from the notes that were on the website, our website itself, he said that it's just so people weren't confused, he's still in Hexmap. This is just his solo album. That's all. So, and I just wanted to make that clear on our side because he did put that down.
Yeah. No, I apologize to both Nick and anyone that was confused by that.
Right. Yeah, and so we've talked to him, and then it's Christmas, and it was, you had finals, and we haven't done anything for like 2 weeks. So this is our first time back, and it's literally like right before a holiday, so we didn't have anybody scheduled for today, and it's the end of the year, and anyway, okay, so that's my wrap up on that. So you continue with what you were thinking before I interrupted.
That time before we spoke with Nick, we discussed the audio collage show and the law cast that the other Nick Clark, and I are going to be starting. So I was curious, just from a personal point of view, what was going on with the audio collage.
You're talking about my project.
Yeah. I haven't set
it up yet. Like I said, I have a couple of shows that are waiting, but I might wait till the new year before I put that one out there. I have been collecting more audio on my side, so I'm starting to get more of a backlog again, whereas right now I have a couple of shows that I did from a while ago that I could put out there, but then I won't have anything of my own, so I might start putting those out. It'll probably be a monthly thing because it takes a while to find a bunch of random audio clips and crap like that.
I've been uploading, like just walking around town and stuff and recording the cars and stuff.
Oh, no
kidding.
And
then I'll forget to turn it off, and then I'll like go in and buy, you know, I'll go to like Chipotle or something and buy something and get all that on tape. So I sent you a...
Oh, you did?
A thing saying that one time, but I've just been doing it like... yesterday I have a Streets of Baltimore thing on there. I have a Waffle House post, and some of them are kind of long. Well, they're all kind of long because I just turn it on and walk. But
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I so just various places that you know, in elevators and just.
I do remember that. Oh, that was why I was so confused. Okay, I remember the elevator one. I got that one, and I was like, does he know he's recording right now? Like, I was listening to it, and I was all confused, and now it makes sense, because you sent me that, and I'm like, what did he send me this for? Yeah. I had no clue. Oh, that makes so much more sense.
Thinking about like different places to get like different types of sounds.
Gotcha. Oh God, I'm so glad you cleared that up. I thought you had lost your mind. I thought you and you labeled it something where like I thought it was a thing, and like I'm skipping forward, and I'm like, what, is he going to say something? Is there something I'm looking for here? Like I didn't know what it was for. That's hilarious, and that's also really cool that you're doing that. And now that you say that too, I mean, I used to do that a lot. Back before, you know, before this digital age that we live in, I used to walk around with one of those mini recorders all the time, you know, like to record your thoughts, whatever, you know, yada, yada, young musician thing. And, you know, thinking, ooh, I just might, you know, write that hit single while I'm walking down the street and whatever. But still, what I ended up doing with it, and you just reminded me of this, I got those little mini cassettes like all over the place with just like random crap that I would find. Like one of them that I just remembered out of the blue was I went into not Pincus McBride in Madison, but the one that's farther down the street on East Johnson. I don't know if you know what it is, but
yeah,
one of those convenience stores by that laundromat, or now it's a coffee, whatever. But still, so I went in there, and mind you, this is like late 90s. And, maybe mid-90s, late-90s, whatever. And I'm in there, and all of a sudden some drunk guy walks in and just starts, like, saying random crap to the guy behind the counter. Just, like nonsense. Just starts talking to him. Basically just putting words together, much like what I do half of this podcast. Just saying words next to each other that aren't necessarily supposed to be that way. But saying it with such just intensity, like... you know, kind of like you have to understand what I'm saying to you because it's really important. And the guy's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then finally he just threw his hands up in the air and got all fed up and walked out. And they were like, that's really weird. Well, I just happened to have my recorder with me, and I just walked up to the counter and I placed it on there and I'd rewound it. And I just started playing the whole thing. Like I had it all on tape, and they flipped out. They're just like, oh my God, that's hilarious. Never thought we would have had that. And I have it on like one of my mini recorders somewhere around here, but yeah, I got hours of that crap. I never even thought about using that stuff. So, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I like a lot of that. That's fun. But that just reminded me of that story. But where we stand on it is I'm probably going to start it. Yeah, it probably won't start up until next year sometime. In the meantime, what I was doing, and you may have noticed, although I haven't put it to the whole site yet, but I kind of did a little redesign finally that I've been threatening to do forever.
Good. This is changing the subject slightly, but one of the things that you picked, Bjorn and Gordon, and then Double I or Two, one of the tracks from your 2011 thing. You remember that one?
Yes. Probably. Yes. It was fairly recently. It was actually quite toiling. Toiling? It was quite the undertaking.
You toil.
quite the undertaking to go, because we got a request from. Or we get an email from Jason over at Free Music Archive, and he's asking a lot of the contributors to go, hey, do an end of the year list thing. And I wanted to do stuff that was actually released this year. I could have just went through and done a best of, and not necessarily 2011, but I went through our whole site.
I think that's what they wanted was the...
Yeah, but I wanted it to be a 2011 wrap-up. Like, just because I discovered it in 2011 doesn't mean it's 2011 worthy. Like, going through and looking at the dates of all the stuff that I posted over the year, there's a lot of stuff that where it's like, God, that song's a lot older than I thought it was. Like, things that I thought were brand new.
Well, right. But you're saying you could have just done it without that. But I think that you did it the way that they wanted you to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that it took a lot more effort than I thought, but I think it took me a good two evenings to set it up and get it to where I wanted. So, you know, but
what I noticed was that some other people were picking that specific track.
The Pi 2 one or whatever it was?
Yeah, the Bjorn Gordon. And
yeah, that's a good
song.
Seen
some other ones. So this person is D. Mearson Hess. I don't know who, I can probably find that out, actually. Yeah, that's just what it says. Best of 2011 mixes by D. Mearson Hess and Patrick Widness. But they picked up on on a Cloud Kicker album as well, or a Cloud Kicker track as well, which I was the one that uploaded the Cloud Kicker stuff.
Represent.
Hey, so I was like, hey, you know, that's people that are liking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to today your list because the last time that I checked out, you know, I looked for the top. For your top 11 of 2011, it wasn't on there yet. And they all sort of
lay it on me, Doug.
I wouldn't say that, huh?
Lay it on me.
No, I it was interesting that they were sort of coherent, because like mine would have had like folk and metal and punk.
Yeah,
mine would have been just like, you know, chaotic mess, but yours seem to all sort of have this this sort of flow to them. I listened to the whole thing and nothing was like, you know, like, wow, I can't believe Tom picked that, or wow, that's different, or anything, but they were all good too. I mean, there were never
I didn't stop listening.
No.
Or so, skip, or whatever. Well, you may have. Who knows?
I got through all 11 of them, and I mean, it's possible I left the room and missed something crappy, but I mean, I had it on and I did not think, my God, why did Tom pick that?
Well, let me put it to you this way though. It was going to be more diverse, but that's when I realized I wasn't checking the dates. I was going by the dates that they were posted on our site originally. And I was all over the map on that one when I first did it. And that's what I'm talking about, is then I was like, you know what? No, this is a best. Cause then I went to go put in the title and I'm like, no, it says best of 2011. And I went and I checked and there was like maybe one song from 2011 that I had picked. And I was like, okay, I got to do this again. So that's when I went through our whole catalog, like starting from the very not from the very beginning, cause we didn't start in 2011, starting from the beginning of this year, making sure that I was picking songs that were actually released this year.
And also, the song title, I mean, we've both talked about how funny song titles catch are.
Yes.
But the one never says verbal when one means oral.
I know, I love that one.
Is there any story behind that?
No, it's just happens to be the title of the one I played. And, I mean, seriously, and when you say that, it's funny, but at the same time, too, it really doesn't make a lot of sense, but it does make sense. It's like some idiotic thing I would say. So,
Doug, one never says verbal when one means oral.
Like, have you ever noticed, you know, a little Jerry Seinfeld thing before it? You ever noticed that one never says verbal when they mean oral? That is apparently my Jerry Seinfeld imitation. a little bit of Mickey Mouse going on it, but still, you know, it was okay.
Yeah, well, don't talk about Mickey Mouse. Disney.
Oh, that's true. I talked about
it. Website's gonna be. We're gonna take archive.org off the internet when we post a show up there.
Right.
So the week before, I posted tracks from Shoulder of Orion and A Troop of Echoes, and you posted that you were digging both of those tracks.
Yes.
On there, so I figured we could talk about that. Briefly, and also on that week, the Hello, This is Tech Support is another one of those tracks, and I've mentioned this before about Tiny Folk.
Yeah,
that I've come across, and I don't know if I've ever played Tiny Folk, but I know you have.
Yes,
times.
I have,
and they were one that I downloaded a while back. But A Troop of Echoes is interesting because I came across them. I don't know if it was just listening to instrumental stuff on Last FM or what, but sometimes I'll listen to tracks on Last FM.
Yeah, because you have that note on there.
If I don't recognize the artist, sometimes I'll check and see, you know, if they're a CC artist, and then if it doesn't say on their Last FM page, I'll sometimes just post because I'm like, well, you know, if this artist is, you know, really sort of wanting to get their music out there and doing a good job, you know, they'll look at the posts on Last FM. And so, and you know, and I'm not going to go out of my way to help. I mean, any more than I already do for this show. I'm not going to go out of my way to help artists that aren't going to help themselves. You know, I'm like, I'll post.
I'm glad you finally finished that sentence. Cause you're like, I'm not going to go out of my way to help. And then you like stopped. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Never going to go out of my way to help anybody. You know, if I can do it in my daily activities, then I'm not opposed to helping people.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to go out of my way to hurt anybody either. I'm just going to do my thing. And if it helps people, then great. No, I just, you know, there's just so many bands on Last.fm.
Right.
You know, if I come across something and I post and they respond, then I'm going to do something. And so these guys, I posted and I was like, what's your, you know, I don't know what, usually I say something. I just usually ask about the license and I'll say, if it's under Creative Commons, I can put it on the podcast. And
right.
Sometimes people will be like, oh, you can use it on your podcast. And I'm like, well,
right. Yeah, that's not the concept. It's just because you said it's okay for us.
Exactly. And then, you know, sometimes people just be like, you know, hope you find what you're looking for or whatever. You get all sorts of different responses. But anyway, these guys, I don't know, about a month later, sometime later, I'm not sure, they actually sent me a message on Last.fm and said, hey, we just released our last album, or maybe it was just this one track, I can't remember, but we're going to release it. Or no, I think they said, here's a track, we're going to release the next album under a Creative Commons license. I think that's what they said. And okay. So I was like, it'll take me a little while to get it up there probably, but I'll get it up there when I can. And so I finally did. And then, yeah, you mentioned I had the note up there, but Franklin DC posted on that show. And he, you know, just with fantastic. And if you look at his blogger ID, he's in a Troop of Echoes. I know he must.
Right.
I'm guessing he's the drummer, since that's what he's got a picture of.
True.
But
that's some good detective work there.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, he didn't say, you know, we've decided to. You know, he didn't say anything negative about my little statement after there. So, you know.
Right.
I don't know if they have it, if they've released it all, you know, to the world yet or not.
And that's the thing is that, I mean, people can release just certain tracks. I mean, you don't have to do the whole album under the stuff. I mean, that's another thing, too, about the Creative Commons license. I mean, it's not like all or nothing.
Yeah,
you know, you can put on whatever the hell you want under it. And well, I mean, of your own stuff, but, that's one thing. You raise an interesting point about, we've had this problem over at SoundCloud, which is like a good and a bad thing about SoundCloud. Whereas like they create the groups and we created our group with people to share it. And we get stuff all the time where people will just, they'll join our group and then they'll just post to it. And the problem is that it won't be under Creative Commons license. And then some people will be like, hey, you can put this on the show. And it's like, no, it has to be under Creative Commons license. But a lot of it, too, is like I'll get alerts all the time. And the problem is, and this is kind of that I feel they have to be careful about this. But it is so easy when you post something on there to just go, oh, post it to all these groups. You don't even have to go to the page. You don't even have to know what the hell you're posting to. You know, you just share it with it, and then all of a sudden that group gets everything on there. So we get a lot of music that actually isn't under Creative Commons license in our group. And, you know, so I think that's kind of a drawback in the fact that it's good that it's easy to do, but it's bad in the sense that it can almost be kind of spam-like. Like, I actually started ignoring the email alerts that I get when somebody's shared a track with us, because it will say, somebody shared a track with you and 985,000 other people. You know, and it's like, oh, so they just basically sent it out to everybody.
Yeah, I have always pretty much ignored those.
But that's unfortunate because that was also an upside to it, is that you could build groups and do stuff like that, but there's really no filtering for it. It's just like, hey, add this crap to, you know, I could join any group and do that.
From Jamendo, though, not from SoundCloud, so I may not get those notifications from...
You might not. Yeah, I mean, we set that group up pretty early, and I haven't really tweaked it since then or looked into it. But that is a huge drawback on there, and I think it's something that kind of needs to be fixed. I feel like there was a lot... Hey, this is a little bit about... I can't talk. This is a little bit of a year-end roundup thing. I feel like SoundCloud really, really started hitting a stride, and now I feel like we don't talk about it nearly as much anymore. You know, not hit a stride, but really started making some headway. And now I feel like SoundCloud, it's just kind of like it's there, but it doesn't seem like it's as, I don't know, it doesn't seem like they're doing as much or as involved as it used to be into a lot of the stuff that I see from day to day.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, you know, when things are new, you get press. But once you're established, then it's sort of like, nah, you know.
Well, but it had been around for a while. I mean, it's been around for a couple of years. It just started finally getting popular. I mean, I've had an account for probably since, I want to say, 2009, I think, is when it actually started. I don't know. You're going to have to do your Lightning Wikipedia search thing for me on that one. But but I know that I've had an account for a while, and I remember, because remember when we first started talking about it, I was like, I remember that the whole front page used to just be players, and because of the way that it loaded the Flash players, that it was just like the page wouldn't load, and that was the last time I visited it ever, was because I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, so but you know, and then they did a bunch of stuff. They opened up their API. They had a bunch of apps that went with it. They got a new app for their store. Or not for their store, for mobile devices. But then I feel like then it just stopped. You know, like a lot of the API stuff they did was super cool. Like when Foo Fighters released their album and they did the whole, there was some, a player that you could get, like the whole webpage was a player that would switch the different songs and photos and stuff. And some other band also did that. Where like that was the entire website, was just a giant SoundCloud player that had custom artwork. And then, of course, the comments and everything like that. And I think even the Tom Waits album was released on that, or had done. No, they just released a single on there. But yeah, and now I just feel like, where do they go from here? You know, and I hope they continue to do stuff. And maybe I just haven't been paying attention. Maybe they have still been doing more and more stuff. But I feel like that it's just kind of like, oh crap, we kind of did everything. Now what do we do next? So hopefully that's not the case.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's what I was kind of saying. I mean, it's like, What does Exxon do now? You know, like, they're a big company. What do they do? You know, as far as internet companies go, SoundCloud's a big company, you know? So what do they do on the internet? You know, where can they go?
Well, I know they tried to do the gear towards podcasting more, but, you know, even with a paid account, that's still not a hugely usable thing with the model that they have, because their model is set up more for sharing music, which is what I've always said, is that it's like, you know, they would have to change the way they do things if that's the way they're going to do it with the podcast sort of feature that they were trying to implement. But I don't know. So yeah. So
I mean,
hopefully,
I think, you know, if I were them, what I would do is I would sort of go, maybe not with subsidiaries, but the sort of like another website like powered by SoundCloud or something. Like, SoundCloud does its thing, but you could do something else. I mean, and maybe they could do that by having like a different setup. You know, it could be like podcasting.soundcloud.com.
So you're saying like kind of separate them so that it's not the same thing. Like going, you go to the site and you're like, well, what is this? Because like the confusing thing that I say, where it's like, well, which one are you focusing on? Are you trying to be the, because there's the Record a Sound Day, which, you know, ironically, I mean, that's going to be the next show that I want to do, is just kind of like, you know, Creative Commons sounds, not necessarily just go out and record a sound, but that's, you know, part of it too, like we talked about earlier. And maybe it'll become handier to me then. Who knows? I might have to set up a different account because, well, no, probably not. I just won't be able to store things on there constantly. You know, I don't know.
You know, that's the thing with me just uploading stuff. I mean, since I'm not like producing music,
right.
I don't really care. I'm just, whatever's the newest, you know, recording is what's on there. And that's why I wanted to tell you, because I thought you might not see it.
Right.
And I was like, well, this is going to be gone because I'm going to run out of space the next time I try to, you know, because if you're got a free account and you're, you know, writing 2.5 minute songs, I don't remember what it is. Is it an hour of
2 hours?
Time? 2 hours,
right? So, I mean, which I still think is brilliant. I love that.
Oh, that it's time and not space.
Exactly, because you can upload like high quality recordings. Like if you upload a FLAC formatted file that's 2 minutes long, as compared to a MP3 formatted file, same amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get that. It doesn't make any sense, though. I mean, I guess maybe...
Sure, it does. Yeah, it makes sense to think of it this way. Like, if I've used it, I use a lot of, like, I have a lot of private tracks because I'll be sharing tracks back and forth with the other guys in the band. And if I want to send one for, or send some stems that I've created of a track that I'm working on over to...
It's great for people that... that want to upload high quality stuff, but from SoundCloud's point of view, it doesn't make a lot of sense because, you know, they're not equivalent things. I mean, they're having to pay for hard drives somewhere. So, you know, a 2-minute file at, you know, 64K of an MP3 is not the same thing as a FLAC file at 2 minutes. They're just not the same.
But that comes back to what I was saying is that, you know, that's their model is that they were going after musicians, whereas now they're doing podcasts where it's like, well, if you do a podcast, you know, you do an hour-long podcast, you can do two shows. You know, whereas if I knock it down to if you get 2 gigs, I could, you know, reformat the file to be very, very small.
Yeah, and how do they, you know, if they're wanting podcasters to do it, like how are they going to differentiate between a music podcast and, you know, like, what about, like, a trance artist who just, like, has one, you know, big album?
Right.
It's all one. I mean, I know, I don't mean to belittle other people that write albums, because I know, you know, like, progressive rock artists, you know, like, rock operas, they see it as one work as well, but trance has always been the one where they didn't even, like, bother to divide up the tracks.
Right.
Just like, here it is. But yeah, I don't know. I think though that I am going to, you know, I was just rereading my note here to say to, you know, show A Troop of Echoes that you appreciate them releasing it under Creative Commons and remixing it. I might actually, give it a whirl, remixing their track. It's since it's an instrumental track, it should be pretty easy to do. And I haven't, you know, we were messing about with the audio tool a while back, and I enjoyed...
You just made me think of something about that too. That's funny. We both thought of the same thing.
But you know, I've wanted to do more with it, but I haven't had the time, and maybe I've got a couple weeks off before I start classes back, so maybe I'll have some time to do something with it. What did I make you think of?
Well, because you were saying you wanted to try and remix stuff, and it reminded me, okay, so not long story longer, but backstory before the story. So me and my drummer get together once a week. He just comes over to my house and we just kind of write some music and stuff, maybe come up with some ideas and just trying different instruments and different programs. Everybody knows, well, not everybody, but I'm a fan of AV Linux because it's, you know, got a bunch of cool stuff installed already and it's already got a lot of the things that I need.
You haven't talked about that in a while.
That's true. No, they actually came out with a 0.02 version of it that I got the other day, which is super nice. It fixed a lot of the problems that the version 5 that I've been using, if you remember correctly, a while back, I was having tons and tons of audio troubles with it. Like, I could hear things. Audio was great, except for the microphone going in. I couldn't record audio into it. But I could hear the audio. It wouldn't record it. I don't know. It was a huge problem. I had to go through and reconfigure the ALSA. Basically, more work than I needed to do, and that was the reason I was using it. So I was kind of upset about it.
But I love how you always say ALSA instead of ALSA.
Yeah, I do that. Just like I say PNG and I guess I say GIF, though. But most of the times, I will say the letters. Like, truthfully... and going off here, but this has to be said. I hate it when people, and me being a Flash animator, I hate it when people say Swift file. Drives me nuts. It's SWF file. All right, I'm just saying that right now. that's one of my pet peeves is because Swift. It just sounds so stupid when people say it. Wow. Okay, my rant was about a SWF file. Okay, so now back to what I was getting at. So my drummer, he doesn't have. He has an old computer and can't afford to buy another one. So I'm trying to set him up with one at home. But in the meantime, I told him about Audio Tool, and then, you know, it does a lot of stuff that a lot of the programs we use do. Now, you and I have talked about Audio Tool, and I think it's great, and it's a super cool interface, but quite the learning curve on it. You know, it does, because it's basically trying to recreate what not only the program that you would use to record the instruments that it puts on the screen do, but it also mimics what those instruments do. So if you've no clue how to run those things, good luck. You know, it's very difficult.
That was my problem with it.
Yeah. They finally put up some tutorials, some video tutorials that really kind of like boil down the basics for you. And that helped us a lot. Like, me and Rob watched those one night and it's like, oh, that's how you do that. You know, so it was like, okay, but it was minimal stuff. So we watched that, and then he went home. And then a week later, we got together again, and he had been messing around with it at home. Well, he became like a freaking genius on this thing. And he was doing stuff, and he was setting things up, and he was showing me how to do things. So now it's like, so it's kind of been given a rebirth for me using Audio Tool, because there was stuff where I'm like, oh, that's how you would do that. Oh, because I would always sit there looking, going, all right, I want to do this, but how? You know, and I would try and do some things, and then I'd find out when I did get it to work, found out later on from the way Rob did it, that's my drummer, that I did it wrong. Like, I was able to get it to work, but that was the problem, is like, I got it working, but not the way I needed it to be working. Like, I couldn't export it as a track, a full track or whatever, just dumb things like that. So now I've been reusing it and I love it again. It's been great. I've been off of it for a while. And what made me think, now this is going back, see, I told you it was a big backstory. When you said remixing that stuff, I actually have been getting back to I had mentioned that I wanted to do a remix of our song of our theme song on Audio Tool. So I actually was working on that, and I kind of got one in the works. It is nowhere near an actual remix. It's just like basically a new song. But I do want to try and do one. Like, I just started going, and then I realized by the time I was done, and this is not uncommon for musicians, you start working on something and then it becomes a whole new thing by the time you're done. And it's like, you could actually start from the original idea again and go again and make a new song.
Yeah, you talked about that with Nick.
Yes, exactly. And so that... So I might use that for one, or I might still want to remix our actual song itself, but you know, it's been fun. I've been enjoying it. Well, I do want to mention one more thing. And just because, you know, this is the hot topic, of the, that's right. I said it like Hot Pocket. This is the, thing that's on the internet right now. And, you and I talked about it briefly over, Google+. But the whole GoDaddy thing,
yeah.
The whole their support for SOPA, and I don't know if you've been seeing how this is unfolding even more. They had a whole, basically, what it amounts to is, you know, for those who don't know the story, but I'm sure most people do, maybe not. But GoDaddy, the SOPA thing, and the people behind SOPA released a
SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy.
Yeah, the people that are trying to basically stop websites from posting things, and you'll be able to claim that they're... I think we talked about this in the last show, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway.
At length, but.
So when they posted the link or the PDF of people that support it, GoDaddy was the only registrar that was actually on the list. And they supported it. And then when asked, they continued to support it. Now, you know, the elephant hunter that is the owner of GoDaddy, he's...
Yeah, I just found out about that today.
Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, no, he's like the dude that runs Virgin Records. He's like a huge just maniac, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, just an aside on that elephant thing. I'm sure that they, like, you know, made it seem like it was all kosher, and it was probably less kosher than it was. But
right.
I mean, the elephant was like stomping these people's crops and stuff, and they're like in some poor place in Africa, and they just wanted to like be able to eat. And then they like people came from like miles and miles away to like come and eat this elephant because they didn't have any food.
So but it's still illegal. You know?
Well, I mean, they're clearly not hiding from it because they're, you know, they put videos of it up on the internet, so it's not like it's I mean, it must not be that illegal.
Yeah, but, you know, now you're getting into the, now this is more for your law show. You're getting into the argument over, you know, if you steal a loaf of bread for a starving family, is it illegal?
Yeah, I mean,
you
know, I don't know. I mean, but people are just making him out to be a complete dick, and I'm like, okay, I'm a vegetarian. I don't like shooting elephants, but, I mean, you know, it's not like they shot this elephant and then they, like, you know, just so they could stick its head up on a mantle or something. The people of Zimbabwe were chopping up this elephant for food. I mean, and I don't know the ins and outs of Zimbabwe's, you know, food situation, but I figure they probably need food. I mean, if somebody dropped the elephant in the middle of Baltimore, people wouldn't go out there and start chopping off hunks to eat it, I'm pretty sure. But I don't know. Maybe they would.
Maybe. Who knows? I've never been there.
Sorry.
So that wasn't the crux of my argument here.
Well, continue. I don't know. I saw like this one guy was getting angry about it. I'm like, I'm a vegetarian. I'm not really angry this is.
No, I'm not angry about it either. I just saw the pictures.
Supporting SOPA.
Yeah, no, you know way more about it than I do. I was just saying what he's been called on the internet is an elephant hunter. You actually know more of the backstory on that part than I do. So I didn't know that whole Zimbabwe elephant story or whatever. But
he might shoot a bunch of other elephants, and I've just seen this one video of him shooting this one.
Right, he may have continued to kill. You don't know.
Yeah, I know. He might be like, you know.
Not like Dick Cheney, but you know, he was just shooting at something and the elephant just happened to get in the way.
Yeah, that would be like Dick Cheney.
And then he's like, I meant to do that.
I was hunting quail.
And
instead I shot an elephant.
My friend's face looked like a quail. He made a quail face. Maybe it was Dan Quayle. I know that it wasn't, but yeah.
That's part of the story that never came out. Huh?
Yes. And then people would have thanked him. No, that's horrible. Shooting people is wrong, and I shouldn't glorify that in any manner. But still, so basically, getting
a rapper,
yeah, then it's cred. But so back to this. So GoDaddy was the only registrar that showed up on the list, and people were like, "What?" And then so everybody was like, "Oh, that's really lame." People started talking about it, and then they got kind of cocky about it. One of the things they did, and if I can find the actual link from where they said this on Ars Technica. Oh, at first, what they did is after this story got released on Ars Technica, which I did not know owned Reddit, but, you know, interesting. There was a whole thing where people were like, oh, my God, did you see this? And on Reddit, they were talking about it. And basically, GoDaddy, after the initial thing was said, responded by saying they seem unimpressed by the boycott so far. They made the following statement to Ars Technica. GoDaddy has received some emails that appear to stem from the boycott prompt, but we have not seen any impact to our business. We understand that there are differing opinions on the SOPA regulations. And they were just like, meh, whatever, bunch of nerds. Yeah. And then an update, November 23rd, barely 24 hours after the boycott started, GoDaddy now says it has dropped support for SOPA because all of a sudden it was like, boom. Like, you know, when it first happened, people were just starting to hear about it. And they're like, whatever, you kids with your boycott, go ahead. Bleh, we're GoDaddy, you know. But then, like, the next day, it was like, oh, my God, no, we changed our mind. Forget it. Which, now that brings me to what I was thinking about. Because I was saying, because we use GoDaddy. And I think we should switch our domain. And whether they drop their support or not, it's the reason they're dropping it. I mean, look at that statement right beforehand. They're like, whatever. There are different opinions on this thing. And then all of a sudden a bunch of people dropped and they're like, no, come back. We're totally against it. You know, it just seems like,
oh yeah. And their statements, their at least initial statements afterwards were not like, I read somewhere today where it was like, they've changed their position, if not their mind.
Right.
You know, like, you know, it's basically that they've not been altogether convincing in their love of free speech.
Right.
But they're like, okay, you guys have won. We don't like it anymore.
Right. But that's the thing is, are they doing it just because they're losing tons of business? You know, and
yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah. So that's the thing is, it's like, that doesn't necessarily mean that I think we should continue to pay them. You know?
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is someone else pointed out is like, yes, they are claiming they dropped that for SOPA, but now they have not dropped their support for PIPA, which I know very little about, but I know that it's kind of the same horse of a different color, you know?
Yeah,
it's more IP address based.
That it's just as bad, but I'm not.
I'm not clear on that one. I've only heard some, talk about that. But truthfully, I mean, I only just started hearing about that when this when SOPA started coming up more and more.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Protect IP has been around for a long time,
right?
But I think maybe it's just that the Senate is sort of has more weight because, and not, you know, to bore people too much with, you know, the politics and the, you know, the government and whatnot, but the Senate is just slow and obnoxious. Well, and the House is not.
And they're old.
Yeah.
They don't know. I mean, there are people telling them what this bill is as they're trying to push it through. You know, and they're like going, now what's this now? What does this do? And like showing them
what's
like
the internet.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the problem. And the thing is they don't know they're using it all the time. I mean, what's going to happen when all of a sudden it's like their Dropbox account gets closed down because, you know, Dropbox, you can share things on it and people can say, hey, that's sharing something I don't want shared. And then their iPads won't work anymore. Because these old people, they still use this crap. They just don't know that it's on the internet. They don't know that the email is over the internet. They don't know that Gmail is not a program on your desktop. You know, they don't know that stuff. They just think that it's something that's on the computer. And that's the problem. So
yeah, the internet is where the thieves are.
Yes, exactly.
Thieves and child pornographers.
Yeah, the internet. Yeah, exactly. They're like, wait, the Huffington Post is the internet? I thought that was the newspaper. You know, that's what's, you know, it's
the news on my iPad.
Exactly. That's exactly what the problem is. And I swear to God, I am, you know, I'm being a little funny right now, but it's a little bit true. I bet you.
No. But the Senate, I mean, and I think some of what you're saying about it being old, I mean, is true. In the sort of comparison of the Senate versus the House, because they're there for 6 years instead of two, so they're sort of ingrained, entrenched, and but anyway, the point is that SOPA came out of the Senate,
right?
And so things that come out of the Senate, I think, tend to, you know, but because if the Senate doesn't like what comes from the House, they're just gonna say screw off. You know, and the House doesn't really, I mean, they can. I mean, they do that more now than it's, you know, the Dems have the Senate and the Republicans have the House. But it generally, you know, I think that's what's got everybody's attention because they're like, oh, the Senate has this. That means that this might actually go through instead of being trapped in committees for 5,000 years.
Yeah. So that was essentially the one thing I want to bring up is that if our site does go a little goofy or disappear for brief seconds in the next couple of days, it's just because I'm switching our provider. But this post
or SOPA has passed.
Yes. Well, but technically they would be wrong in doing that to us because we use all Creative Commons crap.
Well, no, but they would be able to. Well, I guess, okay, so it would be just the domain names, and our domain name is not Blogger, so...
Oh, right.
But I don't know how... We might not be able to post, though. If Blogger was taken down, we wouldn't be able to post.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So, I don't know, I guess...
I see. Because that's the thing, too, is that they could take down the actual content... Blogger. Right, because it would be a blogspot.com. The domain would be taken down if somebody posts something that shouldn't be posted.
Yeah, I don't know how that would. I don't know how our information gets all pulled in with the record, but
right.
Anyway, that doesn't really matter.
If anything, we could always build a new site. So
yeah,
booyah. But so that's there's a lot more stories about this, and we'll have links in the show notes. And my main concern was how the hell am I going to switch this? And then thanks to the Reddit post, they have a whole campaign where it's like, you know, yesterday was actually when we recorded this, yesterday was actually the transfer your domain was called the official transfer your domain day, and they have a couple of like one of them is called Namespace, which is one of the ones they recommend. To use for a registrar. So that was my problem, was I was going, how the hell am I going to switch this? I don't know how. And there's like a whole how to, I don't have the link with me right now or else I'd say it, but I'll post it in the show notes when I find it. Cool. And it shows an easy way to do it.
The only other thing that I wanted to do before we head out is we did not talk about the Christmas show. Oh. So we might as well do that, seeing as how it is past Christmas. And by the time the next show gets around, which will be after our interview with Block Sonic, Christmas will have been several weeks ago.
Right.
So we might as well go ahead and talk about it. I started off that show with one of Lorenzo Music's tracks.
Lorenzo's?
That was just sort of like Bandcamp.
Yep.
And yep, was that part of a compilation or?
It was. It was two things. One, it was part of a compilation from years back for WJJO did a, or yeah, WJJO used to have a Local Sounds CD that they, or a Local Sound, not CD, show that they did on the radio here in Madison. And we were one of the bands that was on it, and they asked us to make a song for the Christmas album. And two, we did it because Mark wanted to make a Christmas song for his mother, my guitar player. And he worked at before he owned his own studio, he worked at Sleepless Nights, and that's where they used to put together a lot of the stuff for the WJJO show. So we got involved in that. We learned that song and kind of did our version of it. But it's been around for a while, and then all of a sudden that CD popped up about a year or so ago. So that's why on Bandcamp there's just like we re-released it last year on our website, and then I just posted it to Bandcamp so people could get it. And it was, you know, I couldn't post the whole compilation because it was a bunch of different bands in Madison that were on it, and also because a lot of it was really bad. There was a lot of metal bands on there. Oh God, I wish Odeo was still up because I could show you the clip of me talking about the making of that song. Because I did an audio thing where I was talking about like why the rest of the album wasn't posted on there. And there was one where this guy did, that song. That one. And the thing was, is it was, this metal band and the guy sang that part, really high. Like he sang it very, very like comically high. But he was being like, totally serious.
Bob Halford?
Yes, exactly.
I love that type of metal singing.
Well, it was just, but the thing is, it's a Christmas song, so it was just funny. You know, it was listen to it.
I love it, because it's just hilarious. I mean, I love metal, but I mean, you know, it, like the Black Satans, I think. I can,
right.
You know, I can enjoy it for means Satans. Other than just, you know, worshiping Satan. You know, there are other joys of metal music.
Yes. But anyway, yes. So moving on, that's why that's on there.
And then I just got some random, a couple of random Christmas tracks. But then there's a Feliz Navidad cover, which I played this guy Jelly last year.
Right.
Another cover of a song that is not in the public domain and is probably not legal.
Right. I think we discussed that last year.
They haven't taken it off Tremendo yet. And it's been over a year. So they had their opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and I'm linking to Tremendo. So if it ever gets taken down, then people will know that, you know,
right.
They'll click on it and it won't be there. So,
yeah,
I mean, it'll still be in our show, but they can't get. They have to listen to four tracks to get to it. So we're probably safe. And then I had after that. My last track was "Joy to the World," which has been taken off as Tremendo, and I don't know if the guy used an arrangement that he didn't have access to.
Right,
because "Joy to the World" is under public domain, but he may have used an arrangement that wasn't. I don't know. I don't have any explanation. But that guy, Joseph G. Vincent, is still on Tremendo. So he hasn't like decided that he hates Creative Commons or anything. Or he hasn't figured out how to take off the rest of his albums.
Right.
So I still have the track. So I posted it up on our Dropbox for you to use, and then it's on there. But the other thing that was weird is it said formally instead of formerly.
Right.
I was like, maybe that's the whole band name. Like, maybe the band name is actually formally called Sojourner. Like, maybe that's the band name.
That's a full thing. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think that it's a typo.
Hmm.
I think. But anyway, so I've got a little note on there about that. But I hope people enjoyed those picks. Those with a, picks with a K.
Right. Right.
And your first track, the Laura Vane and the Viper Tones.
Yeah.
That was a nice track. I enjoyed
that. I was happy with that one. There were two things about my Christmas music that I posted. One, it broke my streak, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but the last maybe 3-4 times that I've posted music, I've been posting only Creative Commons by or share alike.
Oh, nice.
So I've been doing that, but then, you know what? Can't find a lot of Christmas music that's under that for some reason.
There's, you know what you did, though, Tom?
What?
Is on those tracks is you put them as BYNC, and they're, maybe they are just BYNC. Bizarre. Because that's not, they're all BYNC. And
yep.
That's not one that's used very often.
I will tell you why they're all BYNC, because here's another thing I don't do a lot. They're all from the same album. Over on the Free Music Archive, coverclub.nl put together a Christmas album compilation from the Netherlands. And I was listening to it, and I liked a lot of it. So I just posted some songs from that on there. So they're all from the same album, and they're under the same license. And that's why that's like that.
You know what I'm going to do, Tom? I'm going to download this as soon as we are off.
Yeah. No, it's a good album.
So
that's over on the Free Music Archive, coverclub.nl, and that's where they got from. And I don't normally post things from the same album. I like to look around for stuff, but it was a compilation album, and it was Christmas music. So, and I was digging what was going on, so that's what I did.
Yeah, no, some of them are covers. The First Noel,
right?
First Noel, for instance, they're. Yeah. Silent Night, Holy Night, which is in the German Stillnacht.
Yes.
I don't speak German, so I don't really know if that's how it's supposed to sound.
But yeah, it's a good compilation, and I was happy because it came out like the day I was looking for music. It came out on the 23rd, so I was like,
yeah.
Kick ass.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a little late getting it out for the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Uploading it 23rd, but it was released December 11th, 2009, initially, I guess.
Oh.
Wherever it was released.
Oh, yeah, I see that. You're right. So, and then it was posted on the Free Music Archive then. Gotcha.
So it just wasn't on Free Music Archive. But,
gotcha.
But the other thing that I noticed about that is one of the band's name is Little Things That Kill.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe you were too old to like be a Bush fan in the 90s. But they have the Little Things That Kill, that song. Did you like Bush?
Do you mean Bush the band or Bush the president?
Yeah. Bush the band.
Oh,
you were not too old to be a Bush.
No, I've met them. They played at a club I worked at.
Oh, nice.
It was right before they took off. Like they came through, and I thought they were faking their English accent when I met them. I thought that it was a gimmick they were doing, and I was like, God, what a tool. You know, I did not like them when I met them.
That Gavin Rosdell douchebag.
Yeah, but it was seriously before their album took off. There are a couple of bands I met that way, but I met them and they were at our rinky-dink little club and they were coming through town and they were talking English and I'm like, knock it off, you know. But turns out they were okay. My bad. But but it, I don't know. It just seemed so played out. But anyway, yes. So I'm aware of Bush.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure. Aware of
well, right, but I'm one degree away from them.
Okay, yeah, I just didn't know if you were a fan.
No, I wasn't really. I didn't care for them that much.
Yeah, I liked some of their stuff. I liked the one Razorblade Suitcase, the one that had Greedy Fly on it.
Yeah,
I think that was the best one, at least the videos from that one were the best. That was kind of like a really dark video, and I don't know, I like the dark stuff.
And now he just babysits Gwen Stefani's kid.
Yeah.
Well, that was cruel. Anyway.
I don't know. I guess dark stuff, it just like seems like it's more artistic for some reason.
Yeah, no, I can see that. That's true. All right, well, that's all I got for the show.
Yeah.
How about you? You good to go?
That's the only thing that I want to... I mean, you know, I posted a bunch of stuff in those show notes, and we didn't even talk about it.
I know. Look at that. All that work for nothing.
We'll just talk about it in a couple weeks. Next week, we have somebody from Black Sonic. I don't remember his name. Do you remember his name?
Well, now you're making me forget it, and I totally know his name.
He's from Maine. I know that.
Yes.
It's Michael, I think.
Yes.
I don't remember his last name.
Yes, Michael from Black Sonic.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I got
to
look it up.
I know plenty about him. I mean, he works with...
I'm sorry, Mike Grigori.
Grigori, yeah.
Yes, that's it. I knew it on the tip of my tongue. I know so many damn Michaels. Yes, and he will be on next week, and I'm super excited to talk to him.
You're a big fan of Black Sonic.
I am. He is actually, while the digital audio posted us on Free Music Archive, Michael Grigore is the one who let me know that we were on there, because he made a compilation, which is what he does at Black Sonic, that featured us on it. And I was like, what's this thing, the Free Music Archive, that it says we're on? And then I haven't, you know, looked back ever since. So,
nice. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to talking to him. Well, this has been another Music Manumit at musicmanumit.com. Thank you very much.
That was really awesome.
It was. Thank you very much.